Hello, Kim. Today's bombings in London certainly changed the mood here in Gleneagles, especially following yesterday's buoyant mood over London being chosen for the 2012 Olympics. Before leaving the Gleneagles Resort to return to London to deal with the terrorist attacks, British Prime Minister Tony Blair issued a statement on the bombings.
This is a statement on behalf of the G8 leaders, but also the leaders of the five countries that have joined us at this summit. And this is our joint and united statement. We condemn utterly these barbaric attacks. We send our profound condolences to the victims and their families. All of our countries have suffered from the impact of terrorism. Those responsible have no respect for human life. We are united in our resolve to confront and defeat this terrorism that is not an attack on one nation, but on all nations and on civilized people everywhere. We will not allow violence to change our societies or our values, nor will we allow it to stop the work of this summit. We will continue our deliberations in the interests of a better world. Here at this summit, the world's leaders are striving to combat world poverty and save and improve human life. The perpetrators of today's attacks are intent on destroying human life. The terrorists will not succeed. Today's bombings will not weaken in any way our resolve to uphold the most deeply held principles of our societies and to defeat those who would impose their fanaticism and extremism on all of us. We shall prevail, and they shall not.
Shortly thereafter, amid the noise of helicopters, President Bush made impromptu comments about the London bombings.
Spent some time recently with the Prime Minister, Tony Blair. I had an opportunity to express our heartfelt condolences to the people of London, the people who lost lives. I appreciate Prime Minister Blair's steadfast determination, his strength. He's on his way now to London, here from the G8, to speak directly to the people of London. He'll carry a message of solidarity with him. This morning I've been in contact with our Homeland Security folks. I instructed them to be in touch with local and state officials about the facts of what took place here in London, and to be extra vigilant as our folks start heading to work. You know, the contrast between what we've seen on the TV screens here, what's taking place in London, and what's taking place here is incredibly vivid to me. On the one hand, you got people here who are working to alleviate poverty, to help rid the world of the pandemic of AIDS. They're working on ways to have a clean environment. And on the other hand, you got people killing innocent people. And the contrast couldn't be clearer between the intentions and the hearts of those of us who care deeply about human rights and human liberty, and those who kill, those who've got such evil in their heart that they will take the lives of innocent folks. This is the war on terror goes on. I was most impressed by the